Hey, what's up, everyone?
What's going on?
Welcome to Lady in the Harlot podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And how's your week been?
It's been all right. It's okay.
So, Miss Cheryl and I have been going back in time to a land far, far away.
Way back into time.
Like several months ago.
Yeah. Kind of revisiting some of our past episodes that we did.
Yeah. And it's always so funny because like we'll record and we actually have a guideline of what we were going to talk about. And then we'll record. And sometimes it's like hours later, it's like, shit, I wanted to mention this, or fuck, I forgot to talk about
that. Yeah. So certain points that we forgot to mention. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll probably be doing this periodically with some of our old episodes, just kind of revisiting and adding in things that we wanted to say, but forgot to say.
Yeah.
And one of those things is the
suppressing your kink.
Yes.
Kinky side. Yes. Volume two.
Why?
Because this is the second part to it.
Yes.
We did this like
I forgot how long ago. Now I gotta go back.
Yeah, I'm actually doing that right now.
Okay.
So I think, you know, we originally so sorry, folks out there. So suppressing the kink, we actually did in September. It came out September 10th.
Okay.
We did that episode.
Some months ago.
Yeah. So, and it got, you know, a lot of good play.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of our top ones, you know.
Our top episodes.
Yeah. Suppressing your kinky side.
Because all of y'all are a bunch of freaks and this is why we love you.
Yeah.
All freaks welcomed.
Yeah. And we did do like some type of, you know, post. Talk mm-hmm. about all freaks welcome type
that,
situation.
Yeah. That and like.
Because it was around Pride.
Right. You know? That and what won't you allow in the bedroom mm-hmm. and shit like that. And everybody was like talking about it and actually adding shit onto the list that I felt should be on the list.
Right.
But this was like basic kink list. So one of the things that we were going to talk about in suppressing your kink is what I've noticed over for a while now is a lot of men that want to do things with other men,
right?
And either they don't do it because, you know, they're not gay, or they want to do things with their partner, mm-hmm. their female partner,
right?
That typically a man would do a lot of anal play and stuff like that.
Which there's nothing wrong with that.
It's nothing wrong with it at all.
Right. Yeah.
What I thought was very interesting. So I was talking to someone that I work with, and she was telling me about, you know, she feels that everybody has like a past trauma in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it stems from suppressing
that side.
That side. Yeah. So it happened to her twice where she was dating a guy and then she found out that the guy was into like gay porn or wanting to incorporate any kind of anal play, but then was like very like, no, I'm a dude. I don't do those things. You know? So she was saying, I said, well, how did you find out the first time? And she was like, oh, I was in college. And her boyfriend at the time, her live-in boyfriend at the time, would constantly use her laptop. Right. And then he was using it. And then the laptop died. Right.
Right.
So she got up because she needed to use her laptop. And when she plugged it in, the last thing that he was watching pops up.
Oh,
and
wow.
And she goes, and it was gay porn, basketball stats. Gay porn, basketball stats. Like he kept going back and forth with her laptop to these things because this is what his interests were. That
right.
So she's like, I was so livid and so upset that like I came into the bedroom and I didn't even address what he was watching. All I said was my laptop died, and he just took that as like, okay, she knows,
mm-hmm.
and he just left.
So what happened after that?
Well,
obviously I'm sure they broke up. But what happened? Did
they never spoke again
after that situation?
Like they spoke, but it was never spoken about. And it took years before they can like talk,
right?
Like just regular conversation. But till this day, they have not talked about it.
Oh, okay.
And now he's married to a woman with kids and all of that. And she's just like, yeah, this woman has like no clue what he's into.
There's a lot of men.
Yes.
That are into certain things and they have no idea what their partner is into.
Right. And it's like, I wonder why that is. Because it's like, let's say.
I think it's about fear. They're scared about, oh, well, if she finds this out,
she's going to think I'm gay.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, you know, not going to be accepting to what I may like.
Right.
So it's just a fear factor. But it's just like, why be with somebody if you can't be
yourself?
Yeah, yourself.
Or open. Yeah. Right. Especially if you find a partner who's open, like us.
Yeah.
Right. If we're like, oh, yeah, it's cool. Let it rock. Right. Whatever. Right. I was talking to somebody else about it, and I said, it sucks that when you're a child, you're taught to, like, if you're a boy, you don't, boys don't cry. Boys
big
don't cry.
Boys don't cry.
Big, well, it doesn't
good,
matter.
Was it good girls?
But it doesn't. Boys don't cry. They don't cry. They don't show emotion. You right. suck it up. You're a fucking man. Don't do these things.
Right.
Which is wrong.
I think it's West Indian culture for us. Boys or girls.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We don't show no emotion, hence.
To me, it shouldn't matter the culture, but it just sucks that guys have to go through that as little boys, that you don't cry, you don't show emotion, you don't, you know, you don't do these things that are quote unquote feminine. So right. therefore, they suppress those things. They keep them in, mm-hmm. right? And then it's even harder for like black men. You don't, right. you don't do those things, you know?
Right.
And so,
hence why there's a lot of black men, no offense out there right. to y'all, but yeah, a lot of y'all are kind of,
freaks.
Yeah. But then suppressing it, but talking suppressing about, it.
Yeah,
I don't do that because that's
gay.
Gay.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this. I don't want no toys in the room. I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a whole bunch of fuckery when it comes down to it. It's just
like, your face is so funny.
Because I'm listen, hence why, no offense, please, nobody take offense to what I'm saying. Hence why I tend to go the other way.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of white men who are just they're a little bit open with their shit.
They actually do the whole, like, let me dip my toe in the water and see how she feels about this.
Yeah.
And
it's
then,
like an experiment.
Right. Yes. They're more like that, where black guys would be like, no.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking doing that.
Yeah.
They're very, I'm not even going to try it. No.
No, exactly. They're feeling a lot of them are closed-minded.
Yeah.
They don't want to do anything, but hence you fucking go on their laptop and you're like, what the fuck?
What is this? We could have been fucking bringing another dude in. We could have been having toys in here. Shit. You know, I've noticed that too. I mean, look, in past episodes, we've talked about me, United Nations. I don't discriminate. I don't even have a fucking type. It's just, you know, we vibe. But right. I've noticed that a lot with black guys. That they're very, you bring up something. It could be food, a type of food. No.
Yeah.
Can you please fucking try it? Just try it. See if you like it. If right. you don't, then you can say like this.
Right. Props to the ones that are open-minded and they have partners who, you know, allow them to be them.
Yes.
You know, and then you have those that just refuse.
Yeah.
You know, it's just no matter what the fuck you try to do, they're just like one way, even though you can tell that, okay.
And I think that, like, and so it sucks that boys are taught at a very young age to just do not show your full self.
Right.
This is male. This is masculine. This is feminine. This is how you're supposed to act. This is what you don't
especially
do.
A lot of black men.
Yeah.
You gotta like show like you freaking like the boss. You know what I mean? Like you can't show no weakness, you know?
And like I say, there's a lot of power in vulnerability.
Right.
And I think it's.
And I think you should be able to show vulnerability with your partner.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, mother damn it.
Yes, folks. Yes. You know.
I'm popular.
Dagny here, you know, she's always getting calls, no matter what time of the day or night it is.
This is the problem with being a manager. This is why I don't like being a manager. Fucking people call me.
Right.
Sorry about that, folks. Anyway. Yeah. So, and you know what's funny? It is on vibrate.
Yeah. Just not on silent.
It is.
Oh, it is.
It is on silent. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's on silent.
Okay.
But anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, back to my original thought. So I think, and it's funny because like it's almost like you can't keep something suppressed for too long because it does start to
come to
out.
The surface.
Yeah, it starts to come to the surface.
Curiosity, especially when you start to see certain things, you're like, wonder how that's like.
Yeah, and I know that there's a bit of a mental conflict
with that
yeah, because it's like, well, this is connected to being a certain sexuality.
Right.
I've never went this way, therefore I can't be this way.
Right.
And it's like,
I can't let my friends know that I'm like, you know,
that I want to try this. Yeah. And then it's like, and I think I have a funny feeling. I have a 100% feeling that I'm going to love it.
Right.
And then if I do love it, well, does that make me gay?
Yeah.
Does that make
Listen, me gay? I had exes, you know, in the past that were curious. Mm-hmm. I remember one used to always like send me like pictures of trans. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, okay, what is this all about?
Like, he didn't even talk to you. He just started sending you pictures.
No, he didn't. And you know why? Yeah. I think because he knew that I was open-minded, that I wasn't going to judge.
But that's fine. But he should have said something.
Yeah, he should have said something. And I think he did it to see my reaction, mm-hmm. you know? And then, you know.
And I think I told you this earlier, is that I, you know, with females, you know, little girls, we're told like, you know, it's just the norm. You cry, you get angry, you this, you that. And I think that women are definitely way more open to being like, yeah, I'd be with another girl. Sure, totally.
Yeah, I think we're very open to saying that. We're curious.
We never say, oh, well, I'm not a lesbian.
No.
I've never heard that.
I'll say, I don't even know what to call myself. I'll keep it real.
This is what I mean. Like, I'll never, like, if someone say, oh, Dagny, would you ever be with a female? Yeah. Would you ever be in a relationship with a female? Yeah.
I have.
Like, yeah, exactly. But this is what I mean. Like, women are a little bit more open to that idea, but we're not
going to shut it off.
We don't ever feel like, yeah, I'm not fucking gay. You don't ever hear that.
No,
And I think it's because we were taught like, okay, it's okay to cry. It's okay to show emotion. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to do all these things.
Hence why we're always in the situations that we're in.
Right. And hence why we're more open to doing certain things, unless, you know, you grew up in a fucking religious strict background. And even then,
yes,
you still got fucking kinks.
Yeah.
And even then.
Yeah.
You know,
they're just hiding it.
Right.
Keep it in the closet
until that shit comes to the surface. So yeah, so that's why I feel this stuff, it becomes a thing, men versus women, especially when it comes to that kink of, you know, being, doing those.
Yeah, I think everybody should be able to free to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of kinks, you know, and I know there's possibly certain things that I haven't done, even though I can't think of them right now because I've done so much that I would like to explore with whoever I'm with. Hence why I say, you know, for me, I was, when I was married, mm-hmm. you know, prior to me getting married, I was like all out there. You know what I mean?
Did your husband sexuality.
Not really.
You guys never sat down and have a conversation?
No, listen, I used to ask him when we first got together, I said, are you into like threesomes? Are you into certain things? And he was just like, no. Mm-hmm. And
you're like, how the hell is this going to work? Do I really want to get married to this person?
And it's just, I felt it from him that he just mm-hmm. wasn't in that space. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell.
Well, yeah. I mean,
somebody
I know
is and somebody isn't.
He doesn't seem like the type.
No, exactly. So he doesn't. So yeah. I just kind of always left that alone. Mm-hmm. So here's the eight to nine years we were married. And it was just like, okay, it was like I suppressed myself mm-hmm. all those years of being married. So when I got out of the marriage, it was just like, you know.
Oh, it was like a pot boiling over.
Yeah, the gates got, you know, open and I fucking went buck wild.
Again. I went through that too. And I was telling a few people, I was like, you know, when I was married, before I got married, obviously I was all over the place, right?
Right.
But then when my ex-husband and I, when we were dating, mm-hmm. it was good. The sex was good. And it was a little bit more spontaneous.
Right.
Right.
But he wouldn't, would he be open to certain things that you would?
No. We never spoke about it.
Yeah, same situation. I brought certain things up. And based off those things, I could get the vibe. Okay, you're not into all this.
I never brought up anything.
Yeah.
I never brought up anything. And it's so weird because he was my best friend and he knew about my relationships and the shit I was doing because I was very free in talking about what I was doing.
Right.
But when it came down to me and him, we never sat down and had a conversation about sex.
Which is crazy because here, you know, we are, and within our own marriages, mm-hmm. we suppressed ourselves mm-hmm. and we never spoke about anything. you know?
And what was, when he and I first started dating, he was actually living in like a rectory situation where there was like nuns and priests living in the building.
Right.
He had a room and all I had was a sink. And there was just a bunch of nuns and priests that lived there. And he was sneaking
It's so weird because of what happened to him, yes. You know, with, can I say?
Yeah.
With the old lady.
Yeah.
Who was technically a predator, let's be real about it. And it's just weird that this is the surroundings of which he was living.
Mm-hmm.
And he was being taught to be, what, holier than thou?
Mm-hmm.
And then here somebody else is coming in and...
And she was a part of that parish. So this is what I mean.
That shit even makes it even worse.
Yes, and this is what I mean. Like,
so it'll religion, make, you know, religion is like, yes. It doesn't mean shit at the end of the day if you're really not honoring those teachings, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Like 100%. It's like telling the kid, you can't have a cookie before dinner.
Right.
Don't put your hand in the cookie jar because you have to have dinner. And what does a kid do?
They put their hand in the cookie jar. Yeah.
Right. So that's what religion is. Don't do this and don't do that and don't do this and don't do
and
that.
And people still do it.
People still do
and
it.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with it because at the end of the day, we're all human. You know, we're not going to be perfect, mm-hmm. you know? And that's what life is all about, is to be able to explore, but then also own up to your wrongs and your truth in terms of the things that you do or don't do.
Right.
You know, but when you're sitting here being holier than thou,
yeah,
acting like, I can't do that.
That's wrong.
But then behind closed doors, you're doing something that you are preaching that you're not doing.
I mean, or you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. Like,
so he and I were hooking up like crazy when he was living there. And he was, like I said, he was a lot more spontaneous back then.
Right.
But then when we got married, it was the same old shit in the same room, you know? So it was kind of.
Not in the living room, not in the kitchen, not in the bathroom, in the shower.
No.
Just in the same old.
Yeah, it was like, okay, he's gonna do this.
Okay, and then, here we go. Yeah. Let me fulfill my wifely duties.
My wifely duties,
because that's what I did. Straight up,
right.
My wifely duties. It wasn't a drive to want to do anything.
I stopped fantasizing. Yeah. I stopped feeling, and it wasn't
same.
And it was
crazy how that
works. It's weird. And then. Because
you're suppressing who you truly want to be.
Right.
You are, yeah.
And then there was a moment in our marriage where, like, obviously we weren't doing anything. And then I was trying, you know, and he wasn't reciprocating. It was like, okay, fine, whatever.
So at least you tried on your end to try to, you know, make things a little better.
Yeah. And then.
Because it takes two.
Right. And I'm trying to think back because. So. So when I had my breaking point and I hooked up with someone from my past, it wasn't kinky at all. It was just because I just fucking wanted it. So it was very, very standard. Mm-hmm. Let's just call it standard sex. Right. That kind of like opened the door. And then it wasn't until I connected with Hero. And then it was everything that I used to do came back just like you. When you got to your breaking point and you reconnected with the devil.
Yeah, the one that I call.
And came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was it was like that show Sex Life.
Yeah.
She had this life where she was married and these are the things you should do and want to do. And you want to do them with your partner, but you know your partner's not
into
that stuff.
Right. And here she was with her ex who was like, you know. Wild and crazy, but then she was going through a lot of shit with him as well, you know, that she didn't go through when she got married. It was just, you know, two ends of
conflicting lifestyles.
Right.
But this is the first time it's dawned on me that I never spoke to my ex-husband about what I was into or what I like. And he never asked me.
Right. Same.
And
the only difference was I was just the one. I was just curious to see, do you like this? Have you ever tried it? And it was like an instant no. And then, you know.
Yeah, like, you know what's funny? Every guy I've ever dealt with, they weren't into, like, going to strip clubs or anything like that.
Right.
They're like, I'm very much about my partner. Okay, great.
Right.
You know?
I mean, stuff like that is fun if you're going with your partner and you're just having a good time, you know? And that's the...
But that was a funny thing with Mocha. He's like, I would never go there. Like, that's for pathetic.
I don't understand that situation.
He's like,
he's young, and you would think, like,
Yeah,
he's like a conservative.
Oh, it's so it's very weird. Very weird. It is. Weird. It's very very weird because he's young. He's handsome. Yeah.
He has a conservative way of thinking, but not really in some sense of the word. It's just so weird. Yeah. I don't understand.
He's like, oh, I think it's sad when a guy goes there and feels like he needs to go there, which is true. I mean, you know, you're paying a woman to act like she wants to be with you. Same thing with women that go to male review shows. Yeah. Same shit. But it's all in good fun.
Yeah, it's all about fantasy and fun. Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like, so you would never go with like your girlfriend?
Right. Just for fun.
No, absolutely not. That's just setting up for an argument. And I was like, but why? If she's the one that's saying, hey,
let's go. Right.
You know, let's just go have fun. He's like, no, I think it's disgusting.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh.
I would never do something like that, which is true. He never would.
Right. You know. Teach his own. Mm-hmm. Everybody's different. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy that I'm dealing with now, you know, I know he suppressed his kinky side for years. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about his past relationships with girlfriends, but I know once he got married, you know, he wanted to try certain things, like bring toys into the bedroom, do stuff like that. And his ex-wife was just like, no.
I'd be like, all right.
And then.
Sorry, we can't get married.
Yeah. and then, you know, she made him feel some kind of way because he wanted mm-hmm. to introduce certain things that mm-hmm. was, that would spice up any type of, you know, sex mm-hmm. life or, you know, marriage to make it more interesting. And she was totally against it. You know,
I think people get into these mindsets of getting married and this is what you do. You stop being sexy. You stop being who you are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
I don't know what it is. It's like, you know, for some people, I think people, you think you may want to be with this person. Mm-hmm. You may want to marry this person. But when you're in it, it's like, okay, maybe not. Because we are two different people. Mm-hmm. We want two different things. You know, I may not be into the same things that this person is into. So it's a conflict.
Right.
You know, at some point.
There has to be some kind of a compromise in middle ground. Like, this is what I say. Like that's what relationships are.
It is a compromise. But you know, at the end of the day, if you're not into it, and even if you're not 100% into this person, like you thought you were, mm-hmm. then you're not going to put forth that effort into try to making it better or to try to please this person. If mm-hmm. your head is not into it, mm-hmm. as it should be.
Right.
You know,
I hate when I'm not mentally there.
Right.
Cause it doesn't make for a very disappointing time.
My head hasn't been in it before, you know, hence why, you know, I take a couple of drinks and I'm like, okay,
let's do this.
I'm ready to go now.
I don't like having to drink to get to that point. Me neither. I like it to just be, as much as I love drunk sex, I would like it to be more of a
spontaneous, just, yeah, you know, you're in the moment. Your feelings are, you know, driving it, not the
alcohol.
Yeah.
The alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Like the guy that I'm dealing with, or, you know,
dabbling with
yes. reality.
That's what I keep saying.
Not the dabbling.
Dealing, dabbling.
You know, we're not together, but dabbling with. I don't have to drink mm-hmm. to get to that place. It just is instant.
Good.
And, you know, I think the reason I like, you know, the one thing I told him, and I told him about like my past in terms of the sense of how I was very suppressed. And those are the things that I started to think about and realize how for all those years I was so suppressed and I was so unhappy. Mm-hmm. And hearing him, I became one of those housewives sitting there looking at the man, watching a man go by fantasizing. Yeah. Damn, I would love to do him. You know, I became something that I never wanted to be,
right?
You know? And when I got out of that marriage, it was like hollow freedom. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Now I'm free to explore it and be this person. Like, that
come here and stick it in my ass.
Damn, I miss doing that.
Slam me up against the wall.
You know, like, listen, I didn't have sex for 3 years, you know, prior to that divorce.
Yeah, no.
You know, it was just like, so here I was like, it was just bubbling up, you know, to the point of explosion. You know, so it sucks for somebody to have to be in a marriage, you know, or
for decades.
Yeah.
Not even a decade, and go without.
Yes. You know, and not everybody is comfortable with cheating and going, you know, elsewhere, even though some people do that. But some people stick
to their vows.
Yeah. Even though they're freaking here and going crazy.
I commend y'all.
Everything going crazy.
I commend you people.
Right.
The ones that decide that I'm not going to act upon my desires. Yeah. I'm just going to chill.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who do mm-hmm. do that, mm-hmm. you know, and it's, I freaking lost my mind, you know, which sucked. It sucked.
I remember when I was at my breaking point, I had gone to visit my dad in Iowa. Well, he lives in Nebraska, but we went to a concert in Iowa, mm-hmm. which isn't too far away. And as soon as we got there, my eyes were everywhere. I wasn't even, like, I weighed more and my self-confidence was like zero. But I didn't give a fuck at that point because I wanted it so bad. Mm-hmm. And I remember telling my dad, like, if I don't come home tonight, just know I'm okay.
He's like, what? Okay.
And I was like, your daughter has not gotten laid in 10 months. And he's like, don't say anything else. I understand. Like, my dad completely understood. I was like, yeah, no, I definitely was like ready to pounce on anybody. And it was just like, oh my God, this is like untapped area. These corn-fed boys are fucking hot. Corn-fed
boys. I know for me, that's why I got like right after, you know, I think I started to get into more of the, you know, the BDSM when it came mm-hmm. down to it mm-hmm. after my marriage because I was so restricted.
Were you in it before you got married?
Yeah, I was. Uh-huh. And then here I was going... like years.
You went into a nice little prairie.
Yeah, little house on the prairie.
Come home, darling. It's time for dinner. I made some cookies.
What the fuck?
Meanwhile, on the other side of the on the brain, it was like this dark dominatrix club with a oomps, oomps, oomps. He's like, he's looking at you cooking. You're like, my wife is so beautiful. And she's like, God, I want to get fucking banged right now.
Yes. It's like the episode from Sex and the City. It was just like that with
Samantha.
No.
Oh, Charlotte. Yeah.
Charlotte, that episode. Yeah. Oh my God. I actually have it on my phone. I'm going to send it to you so you can play it.
I know what you're talking about. Where she's sitting with the housewives.
Yes.
All the other housewives that they're like, oh, your husband's so handsome. You know, you must be getting it, blah, 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 blah. And she's in a marriage where her husband couldn't even get it up, but he could masturbate to the magazines, which was crazy.
Yeah, that was so crazy. But then she was just like, I just want to get fucked. I just want to feel my head get banged against the headboard. You know, she wanted it that bad. She wanted it like how she was used to getting it. You know?
I missed that show. That show is pretty spot on with majority of the relationship crap.
Right?
As far as living in New York, it was an absolute fantasy. No woman is going to walk miles or blocks in fucking stiletto heels. Absolutely not.
No, of course not.
It gave a false narrative on that one.
Yeah, but it was just I totally understood.
That's why I told a lot of guys, like, did you ever watch it? Oh, I'm not going to watch it. It's a chick show, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, actually, it shows how dumb we are in relationships as women.
Right?
It really does. And a lot of the shit that we've encountered as women is true.
That is very true. Oh, my God. But it was just like that, you know, when it came down to it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it is what it is once you get the divorce and then you're single. Now you have the freedom to do whatever the hell you want. Mm-hmm. But it's, I remember telling the, you know, the guy that I'm dabbling with now, you know, I don't want to ever be put into a situation
where you're suppressing.
I'm suppressing myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's important for me to find and be with somebody who is on the same level as me when it comes down to exploring, being open-minded.
Expressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Full on express yourself because I'm telling you, I want you to express yourself as well. You know what I mean? So, right. That is important to me, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm very open-minded mm-hmm. and, you know, I'll let you know if it's something that I'm not 100% okay with, but I'll try it.
Yes,
you
know, exactly.
But, you know,
that's why I said I can't say, oh, well, I don't want to do this because, you know, if it's illegal, then I'm not doing it.
But, 100% with that.
Right. Right. But I'm willing to try different things.
Yeah. Same.
And if it's not my thing, then it's not my thing. But other than that, like, let's have fun.
Right.
Are you still looking for it?
Yeah.
Oh. I let me see if I could probably find it before you.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it on my
Oh, you like saved it.
Yeah, I did. At least I think I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, needless to say, you know, I don't think anybody should have to suppress any form of kink that they may have. It's always the best feeling in the world when two people are on the same page, mm-hmm. you know, and you can fully be who you want to be, and you have a partner who you know is going to be supportive and who is going to, because I know for me, we have to be eye to eye. I don't want to force anybody to do something that they don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And for me to be in this zone, you know, and my adrenaline is going, I need to know your adrenaline is going along with me, and mm-hmm. we're doing this together. And I see that you're just as interested in doing it with me as much as I am. Yeah, you know,
I found it.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to play because I get these stupid advertisements. Oh, yeah.
Okay, no. So I think I have.
Welcome to the Married Old Gals Club.
He is so handsome. Oh my God.
I just haven't found it.
I would like to trade my husband in for him, please.
She knew they would understand her. After all, they were all married too.
I remember being a newlywed. We hardly ever got out of bed.
Sydney.
What? It's just us girls.
My husband can't get it up.
Perhaps it would have been wiser for Charlotte to have had a Kappa Kappa cappuccino instead of that third martini.
I'm so frustrated.
Charlotte?
I mean, don't you ever just want to be really pounded hard, you know? Like when the bed is moving all around and it's all sweaty and your head is knocking up against the headboard and you feel like it might just blow off? Damn it, I just really want to be fucked, you know? Just really fucked.
The only head.
We've been there before, Charlotte.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yes, we have.
Is that just married life, you know, for some people? Yeah. Where it just gets blah. And it's just like, oh, God.
It's the same. It's just repetitive.
Yeah.
You know.
More power to the ones that keep it going.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I really, really commend those people that can like keep it exciting and
yes,
going. And those are the ones that are like 100% transparent with each other.
Yes.
It's the ones that
are not
that don't really speak up. Like I didn't speak up. That's what it becomes like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it becomes like that. And then you start to look other places, mm-hmm. which we spoke about in, you know, all past episodes where you tend to, you're not happy. So you end up finding somebody who is going to be willing to go along with what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The sad part is that like for us, we didn't speak up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Within our marriages, because we instantly kind of knew that this person was just, their head was in this place and it wasn't going to happen anyway.
Right.
you know,
That's why I said it was just so weird because before we got married, it was very spontaneous.
Right.
And I guess I just expected that. Not only that, he knew me.
Right.
And he knew my past.
Right.
So you would think, you know me, you know my past, you know how we're doing.
Right.
Why wouldn't you keep that going and go further beyond that?
Right.
Instead, it was like revert back to old school, you know, I'm the man who brings home the bacon.
Oh, God. Please, yeah.
I want my wife to put out, you know.
Yeah, no.
Sorry. It became like a chore. It wasn't.
It wasn't fun at all.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
I think it's fun when you could explore and do different things. You
know? I can't think of a time where, like, when we were married,
right,
where it was like, I remember that time. That was so exciting. You know how you have those moments?
I don't have those moments.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, but you know you have those moments with, like, partners in the past, and you're like, damn.
Boyfriends, yeah, in the past.
Ooh, yeah.
Then you get married, and you're like,
It doesn't have to be that way. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have to be that way. Mm-hmm. But you know what the problem with that is? We married the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we marry somebody in reality who's bipolar opposite of ourselves.
It's funny because the guy there, I don't know if I brought it up or whatever, but I started doing this like ask me anonymous questions and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I had somebody request or put it out there like, would I ever sell nudes of myself? Right?
No.
And I'm like, no.
I'm selling nudes to the man that I'm with.
Right, exactly.
Not really, but he got nudes because he took pictures of
I only do those things with my partner.
Right.
Someone I'm very truly invested in. Anyway, yes. So here this man is married.
the person that's asking you
that's asking me these things, right?
Right.
And then we got into a discussion.
Really?
And I said to him, I was like, did you ever, because I said, oh, well, why don't you, you know, why, you're married. Why don't you do this? Oh, well, she's not into that. And she's not into this. And she's not into that. And I said, did you ever have a conversation with her before you got married? And he's like, no.
I don't think anybody really does.
Right. And he said, I wish I knew what I was kind of getting myself into.
Right. You know, because that's what I said, when you're happy and you're in love and you're in this phase, mm-hmm. everything is, seems okay. But then here now you're married and you're stuck with this person for the rest of your life, quote unquote, mm-hmm. Monogamy. You know, it's like, all right, now this is it.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't know if, I don't think I've ever come up with a name for this person.
Right.
But I don't know if this other person that I'm thinking of has ever had a conversation with his wife on what he actually wants.
Right. I think a lot of people have not.
Yeah.
Because I told you, like, of the fear factor.
Right. I mean, she's very, very much in love with her husband, you know?
Right.
But he is like, so he supposedly says I'm his crush, whatever. But
come on.
But my thing is that, and I said, well, you know, he's like, you know, I just love how open you are and how free you are and stuff. And it's like, a lot of women are open and free.
Right.
Have you spoken to her?
Right.
You know, maybe she might be on board with this and that, but she's so in love with him and very possessive.
Right.
So he's like, no, she wouldn't be into that.
And right. It's so like, he's instantly writing it off.
He's writing it off, right.
Without even like.
And I'm like, well, maybe she might love you that much that she'd be like, you know what, honey, we could do this, but you got to make me the focus.
Right.
You know, and she might be on board and do it just because she loves you.
Right.
How are you going to know? You're not talking to her.
Right.
Instead, you're trying to get with me, which it's right. not happening.
Right.
So, yeah, that's why I said a lot of things can be solved with conversations.
I agree with that.
And if you feel like you can't talk to that person, then that person's not for you.
Exactly.
I think we'd solve a lot of heartache and time.
Because we wasted a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being with the wrong person and like realizing. I
said, it wasn't until today I realized my ex-husband and I never had a conversation about sex.
I never had the conversation. I told you that little brief questionnaire, I guess you could say.
Before we get married, here, fill this out, honey.
Are you into this? Are you into that?
Toys or not?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he mind the toys, you know?
Oh, yeah, he plays with Star Wars figures.
Jesus. Let's not even get started with that. I remember.
He's like, darling, I got the latest Darth Vader lightsaber.
I remember, you know, I had an issue because he was so heavily into it. You know, mm-hmm. to each his own. For me, it's about family first before you dip and dabble into any type of anything else. Mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't feel like he was about family first. He was about his toys first,
right?
At some point. And I remember his cousin was like, well, at least he's not at the strip club, you know, because he was online when Toys R Us was used to be open to get the latest thing, you know, that came out. And I was like, at least I'd rather him be in a fucking strip club than to be a fucking on the line at
Toy Store.
Yes. To me, that would make a little bit more sense.
Okay? A grown-ass man, an older grown-ass man. He's older than you.
Yeah.
That would be so funny. It's
like,
he's like, I think I found the best of both worlds. I found the latest Jar Jar Binks vibrator.
Oh, God.
Honey, let's try it out.
No, I don't think so. But, you know, as I said, you know, you've spoken to people who, you know, or I should say people have reached out to us, you know, about when we did this past episode about mm-hmm. suppressing your kink. You know, there was a lot of listeners who reached out, you know, discussing to us about the issues that they were having within their own relationships, up until, you know, from the guy that, you know, wanted his lady to walk on him. That was part of the BDSM, like, you know, and he didn't, you know, his
feel
wife
comfortable
didn't
having
feel
his,
comfortable.
His wife didn't feel comfortable because of her weight, and, you know, he didn't mind, but at the same time, I get it.
Right.
But that was his kink.
Right.
You know, but then it's like, how do you get to fulfill that if she doesn't want you to go find somebody else to walk on you?
Right.
And you're
because
not willing
have,
to walk
there's
on
ladies
you.
Ladies out there that are full on, that will fulfill your every need mm-hmm. and that will do the whole submissive.
Yes.
I mean, dominatrix, you know, onto.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the best thing for that is your partner really doing that.
Yes.
Not somebody else, but.
But if she ain't on board, then something's got to give.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that simple.
Yeah. I would be like, you know, I don't feel comfortable with that, but we can get you somebody else because they have places. Like, you go to the freaking village.
And yeah. Well, I don't even know if he lives
well,
here.
Well, yeah. Well, but, they, you know.
But my thing is that, like, then you find that middle ground. Like, let's say, okay, so I'm a big girl, right? Do I necessarily want to walk on my partner? No, I don't, because I might break his rib cage and kill him, whatever. If I was into that, then great. If I'm not into that, then I would like to find a middle ground. With, like, let's say we go, I say, okay, fine. Let's find somebody that can do that, but I want to be in the room.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's a compromise.
Yes. Like, there's right there. That middle ground right there.
Right.
This way he can get his rocks off. I'm there, so I know that it's, like, legit and this is all it is.
Right.
And then who knows? Maybe I might get turned on because he's turned on by it and let's see where it goes.
Right.
You know? But if it makes me feel some sort of way being in the room, then we got to find another alternative.
Right.
Because at that point, like I said, you're married. It's like, even though it's, like, never too late, it's a little too late. You're already married.
Right.
So, yeah, but you can't.
And then you find those couples that find a compromise and they bring other people into the mm-hmm. picture. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes more of a, what type of relationship? We've watched that on.
Well, like a polyamorous
type. Yeah, polyamorous type of relationship where there's like, here, you know, mm-hmm. this guy are married and then you have like, you know, four different people that are involved in your, you know, sex life,
right.
technically.
Right.
You know, and each of them brings something different to the table. Mm-hmm. You know, to spice it up and keep it going.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some couples who do that. Myself, I'm not okay with that.
You don't want to be a sister wife?
No, sorry. No, thanks.
let's marry the same dude.
No. Listen, I give props to those women who mm-hmm. can be in a relationship like that. For me, like, I'm sorry. I just want.
Yeah, my partner.
Yeah. I just want one dude. And that one dude only needs to have me. You know, we're not like dipping, dabbing. The only way I'm okay with bringing somebody else into the picture if it's, oh, you want a threesome? You want to mm-hmm. bring in a dude? You want to bring in a guy? Okay. You mm-hmm. know, a female? Okay, mm-hmm. fine. I'm okay with that, but not
all the time.
Yeah, not all the time. Mm-hmm. And not for them to join us in our everyday activities.
Yes. Let's take the kids to the store.
Yeah. I myself am not okay with that, but you know, to each his own because everybody's into something different.
Obviously, I've never been in a poly whatever
yeah
and I've never yeah. and I've never been a sister wife.
Nor do I want to be. No. Yeah.
Would I try it?
You're not gonna like it. I know that.
I don't think I would like it, but no. I'm willing to give it a shot.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm willing to give it a shot, so I know for sure
I would have to literally detach myself. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I wouldn't even take it really seriously, that type of relationship.
Right.
You know, you have to, you can't, so you don't catch no emotions or get jealous or whatever mm-hmm. like that, because this dude is spending this much time with this, you know,
wife number one. Yeah.
You know, like, you know, so mm-hmm. it's like, it's, you know, people find a way to make things work, you know, and for some people it works for them, for others, you know, for me, I know it wouldn't work for me.
I would much rather have just me and one person.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, and then.
But everybody has their kink and mm-hmm. more power to you, whatever floats your boat, I say, you know.
Yeah. But the suppressing stuff.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
I think we all still, do you think you suppress any part of yourself just a little bit even now, even though we're kind of, you and I are very free spirited in the sense of the word.
I don't think I do. I've been toying with the idea, and I say toying with the idea of joining FetLife just to dabble.
Right.
And to make sure about myself and to see, but at the same time, I'm like, that just seems like more problems than headaches. It's too many personalities and too many people.
Right.
And then, like, I'm worried about catching something and I don't want to catch anything. So,
right.
You know, and that's another factor. So I mean, I feel like I'm not suppressing anything, but at the same time, there's that part of me that's like, well,
you want to dabble, you want to try something different.
What if this is the thing for me?
Right.
I don't know. Never did it.
Right.
You know,
I think at this stage in my life, I can honestly say that I'm not suppressing anything sexually for myself, because mm-hmm. I've explored so many different avenues.
Yeah.
And I'm still very much open-minded to exploring other avenues.
But with one person.
With one person, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a very important one person.
Right.
Like I said, I would love to be the priority for one person.
Right.
But I don't necessarily think that that's a thing anymore.
Yeah, because the world that we live in,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just, you know, I think I brought it up to you. Like, I don't even know if, like, you know, people today, you know, are getting married and doing all these things. And I'm like, why?
Why? Yeah, exactly.
Because, there's so many options mm-hmm. for everybody. And I don't mean that against anybody. I praise anybody who's in a loving, committed relationship and they're making it work and it's lasting. But there's a lot of people out there who are just getting married just for the hell of the sake of it. Oh, my mm-hmm. friend is getting married. You know what? I think I need to make a, you know, good woman out of this woman that I've been dating, you know, even though she may not be all that I want, but mm-hmm. she checks certain boxes,
right?
You know? And I think a lot of people get married just for the sake of it because they want to start a family and they want to do the right thing. And that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's not until you get in it that you're realizing, okay, wow, you know, this person doesn't want to do this. This person doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, a lot of times they're not even getting married for love. They're getting married because of the fact of, oh, well, this person was with me before I made money. This right. person was with me, you know, from years ago.
Right.
So they know me.
Right.
You know, this person.
But then at the same time, do they really know you? Because it's like, I feel a lot of people suppress certain mm-hmm. things about themselves prior to going in
mm-hmm.
and they're not 100%.
You never know. It's like that episode we said, you never know who you're truly dating.
Right.
You never know.
Yeah.
Did you see that video? I think I sent it to you where the girl is like on Tinder and she's like, oh, look at this handsome guy, blah, blah, blah. And look, he's also on this most wanted list for blah, oh, blah, 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 blah. You know, you look at this guy on Tinder or whatever site and it's like, wow, he's really attractive looking. Mm-hmm. Little do you know that he has a fucking warrant out for his arrest for God knows what.
Right.
You know, so right. it's scary because you never really know who you're with or who you're going to get.
Right.
And it's a very odd world we live in right now. And it's all based off of social media.
Right.
What used to be valued is not valued anymore.
No. Having a good woman by your side is not valued anymore.
A good woman who likes to get multiple partners every now and then and very sexually open. Can't find that anymore.
No. To each his own, as I keep saying, to each mm-hmm. his own. For me, would you want to explore getting married again?
To the right person,
to
yes.
To the right person, because we got married.
Yes.
To the wrong person.
To the right person, yes. I'm open to it.
Yeah.
I would love it. But do I think it's going to happen for me? No, because I never envisioned marriage for myself in the first place.
Right.
For though, it's a different story. So
yeah, I have. Yeah.
You have. I haven't. Yeah. So I'm okay if it does not happen.
Right. It's just this time around, there's certain criteria that I know that I will definitely look for within a partner and not suppress anything of my side in terms of my wants and my needs.
Right.
Put it out all on the table. And if you are accepting of all of these cards that are on the table, mm-hmm. then we can rock. And I'm accepting of yours and we could compromise because you're not going to be accepting of everything. But mm-hmm. you can meet somewhere in the middle then.
And communicate and work with me.
Yeah, yes. Then we could make this work.
Right.
You know, but I don't think a lot of people are doing that.
No.
You know.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So. Wow. So. We are going to wrap up this week's episode.
Yeah. Suppressing Your Kink, Volume 2.
Yeah, Volume 2.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's a lot of different kinks when it comes down to it. And I know we didn't touch on every single one, but I think we did the first episode mm-hmm. of Suppressing Your Kink. So whatever we didn't talk about, I'm sure we spoke about the last one.
And if we didn't bring up something else, you could always write us.
Right. Reach out to us at ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com and send us your story of you suppressing your kink or things that you want to try. Maybe your partner's not so much into. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Miss Dagny here would give you her, you know,
my advice, undivided attention.
Yes. On the possibilities of what you possibly can do to
mm-hmm.
maybe make it better. Who really knows?
Right. And guys, it's not gay if you want another dude. I don't,
you know,
see it like
you know, this is the thing. I think a lot of guys don't want another dude because they're, you know.
They want the anal play and the sensations of that, what comes with it. But
well, they can do that. They're, yeah. The lady can get, you know, put on a strap on and
go to
you
town.
Know, yeah, go to town. You know, yeah. that's intimate between two people,
right?
You know, but your lady has to be open to doing that,
right?
And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, because men have a G spot too.
Yes, I know,
which is right there.
My ex was into that, and there was nothing. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it,
right?
You know,
I mean, your lady has to be very open minded to do that as well. Mm-hmm. So it goes on both sides when it comes down to it. Right. And then with the guys coming in, you know, not a lot of men are okay with their ladies getting, if it's a threesome type situation. Yeah.
So
there's just a whole bunch of, you know, things that
potpourri of stuff.
Yeah. When it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Sex in general.
So be open, be honest, be safe.
Please be safe. Yes.
And
express yourself in terms of your wants and needs.
And remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
You're so stupid.
If you want to buy any of our merch or listen to any of the episodes, you can go to ladyandtheharlot.com.
Because all of our episodes are on there from the first one to the last one.
Right.
Or listen to us on Spotify, Apple Tunes, wherever podcast is digital.
Yes.
Yeah.
And please leave a review.
A positive one. Yeah, because by doing that, you're helping us grow, you know, and please spread the word to your friends, Lady and Harlot. Have them check us out. Listen.
Yeah. And feel free to write us at any moment in time and I'll respond.
Yeah. And go on Instagram and Facebook and press that like button. Follow.
Oh my God. So with that, I am Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And thank you for joining us on Lady and the Harlot podcast. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
All the good girls go to her. All the